Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 16th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the 4th of July weekend in Chicago. A little late, I know. But I had to let the casualty figures finalize at least as much as possible to know who was dead and who was alive from 4th of July weekend. The weekend officially started at 3 p.m. on Thursday, July 3rd, and ended 84 hours later. During that time, 82 people were shot, almost one per hour. Of those 82, now 16 are dead. It was 14 for a long time, but two more have died in the interim of their wounds. Two of the dead were teenage boys, aged 14 and 16, who were shot by police when they allegedly would not drop their guns when ordered by the police to do so. The dead and wounded included a 66-year-old woman walking up the steps of her house, as well as young women, but mostly this was a war between young teenage and early 20s men. What can explain it? What can be done about it? Well, the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff to the President of the United States, has some ideas. Speaking to an audience at the Miles Davis Magnet Academy on the city's south side, where most of the carnage occurred, the mayor, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, in his speech, called for four things to try to help this problem. Number one, better policing. Number two, better education. Number three, stronger gun laws. And number four, building a sense of community. The mayor went on to say, quote, "I ask all Chicagoans, regardless of where you live, end the gun violence in our city," end quote. Well, I'm sure that if the mayor of Chicago asks his constituents to stop killing each other, that will help a lot. But seriously, folks, let's analyze what the mayor had to say. His number one suggestion, better policing. Well, I suppose Chicago could have more police and put police officers shoulder to shoulder on the south side. I don't know where the money would come from. And anyway, the city knew in advance this was going to happen. Still, they could not stop it. They should have been prepared. I'm sure to some extent they were, but they could not stop it. I know that because tactical officers, tactical teams, were told to wear their uniforms off duty at all times over the holiday weekend so they could be mobilized in a moment's notice, much as special forces teams could be mobilized in any war zone. Oh, I'm sorry, conflict zone. Number two, better education. Even if this could be or would help, it is a long-term, perhaps decade solution. But the point is, it can help because Chicago education is controlled by the teachers' unions, who will not allow any change except change that makes the situation worse. Number three, stronger gun laws. Well, Mayor, you've got to be kidding. With the strongest gun laws in the country already, isn't it obvious? As Rick Lowry, writing in the New York Post, said, quote, "Chicago is a running illustration of the cliche that if you ban guns, only criminals will own them. Not surprisingly, if you are willing to shoot someone in a meaningless gang dispute, you are also willing to disregard laws for the purchase and possession of firearms," end quote. Well, Mr. Lowry goes on to say that gun laws are beside the point. The Tony Chicago neighborhood, he says, of Hyde Park could have the same laws as gun-friendly Vermont, and it would still be extremely safe. What Chicago is suffering from is not a random citywide phenomenon, but a specific, highly concentrated one. Okay, number four on the mayor's list, building a sense of community. This one seems silly. He hasn't accomplished much in the area of community building in his time in office. And the problems are with specific neighborhoods, as Mr. Lowry points out. First, stop the war in those neighborhoods. The mayor refuses to address the problems with anything but the usual platitudes. He is facing a nightmare and is apparently trying to run until everyone just goes back to sleep. The title of Murder Capital of America is starting to stick to Chicago. According to William Kelly of Chicago Now, he cornered the mayor as he was trying to claim the title of culinary capital of the world and pressured him relentlessly about the title Murder Capital, but the mayor refused to address the new title for his city. Remember, mayor, no good crisis can be let go to waste. But what about this specific, highly concentrated phenomenon that Mr. Lowry of the New York Post was talking about? What is this phenomenon? He says that Chicago is grappling with the profound social breakdown of certain neighborhoods where the two-parent family has been obliterated and where too often young men consider lawlessness the norm. He goes on to say that you would think that fighting that phenomenon would be an obsession of liberals who profess to care about the welfare of our cities, but all their energy is devoted to income inequality, global warming, and other fashionable causes. Well, to that, Mr. Lowry, I say amen, and I say, in closing, do something to reverse the obliteration of the two-parent family. At least that makes sense to me, folks. Till next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.